Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Okay, so SpaceX, they are considering selling shares at a $200 billion valuation.
Whew, smart.
So, A, what's your thoughts on that? And then B, how will SpaceX affect Tesla? And which one of those two companies is actually the company to invest in, if you can actually invest in?
Invest in it. Yeah, I love when you guys put this post up. I think if we can be very honest, SpaceX and Starlink are the two better companies. I know he can't walk away, but if I were Elon, I would try and find a CEO. I would be chairman of Tesla and focus on SpaceX and Starlink. I think a lot of people think because he owns all of the companies that it's going to directly benefit Tesla. Maybe, but unless they are acquired and put into one parent group or parent company, I don't think this will affect Tesla positively how people are hoping it will be. But I do think Starlink and SpaceX are like promising businesses if he is focused. Elon could be like a icon, like if he could find a little bit more help and make the right hire. So, but I don't think someone asked me to do it. I see a 30% bump in Tesla if this becomes public. No, if you can invest in it on a private market, please do so. I think it's going to be a revolutionary company, but I don't think this is going to drag up 30%. And it's never a good sign, like if you need another company to raise the value of the one that's been in the dumps. So, no, but what do you guys think?
I want to give a shout out to Aisha Bo. who is alumni of Earn Your Leisure, rocket scientist, and gave us great information on space exploration and the cost of it and the innovation that comes with being inside that space. But then I want to look at what history has shown us when it comes to Elon, especially with when he has multiple companies. And so when I look back to when he was going to acquire Twitter, which is now X,
yeah,
what effect did that have on Tesla?
Negativo.
Right. And a lot of it, and you brought up the word focus, was because of the amount of focus that was taken away from the company that he was putting into the capital that it took to get that to buy the company, and then change it and rebrand it. And so Tesla consequently suffered a little bit. Yeah. SpaceX, again, I think it's a great company if you can get into it. But I'd be interested to see how people view it. Will they view it in the same manner where, yeah, it's a great company, we know it, the valuation is super high. Does he have the time and focus and energy to put into this space, and will it affect the bread and butter, which has been Tesla over the past 5 years?
So Tesla, all right, the most important company in his portfolio moving forward in the next decade is Neuralink. The next most important company is Starlink.
Yep.
The next most important company is SpaceX. The next most important company is Twitter, X. And the next most important company is Tesla. So,
that's your index right there. Can we make that Shadi's index, like Elon index?
And my power ranking of Elon Musk's portfolio, which is an extremely impressive portfolio.
It is.
I have Tesla as the fifth one. Now, Tesla and X, they can kind of be interchanged. Maybe X is the fifth and Tesla is the fourth. But I don't see how Tesla really changes the world, right? Where you have a lot of other electric car companies, right? But there's not too many companies that can actually put a chip inside your brain and move a computer mouse. And it's the possibilities with Neuralink is unbelievable. Yeah. And then Starlink, I mean, we were in Ghana and they lost the internet for a week. And it was like, well, as soon as they lost the internet, you know, all these Starlink trucks started coming in and people with money started to get Starlink. So when you're talking about like really supply, there's no reason why my phone is like dropping calls. And I don't understand why FaceTime audio always works, but regular audio doesn't work, right? Why don't you just put the FaceTime audio as the regular audio, right?
Apple won't license it out. Yep.
So it's like, you know, he's got this Starlink thing is going to be big.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people have questions about SpaceX. Like, well, what does the company do? Well, what is the point of SpaceX? Like, you know, it's more than just traveling to outer space. You're talking about like satellites that actually is kind of in tandem with Starlink. But space exploration has more purposes than just traveling to the moon. Right. But I think that he's positioned with SpaceX to potentially do some big things. And Twitter is still important because it's a media company and they have billions of people.
Worst acquisition ever, though?
He paid too much money for it, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Look, there's a few others.
But yeah, I just look at Tesla. I don't know how Tesla, what makes them so special, right? It's like at first they were synonymous with electric cars, but that's going away. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an electric car at this point. I don't know. I don't think Tesla changes the world, no. Right?
I got a proposal. GM, about, Ford, and Tesla need to merge.
But here's a proposition to that question. What is funding those companies? Right? Like he doesn't have the capital to get Twitter. Without Tesla, most of his wealth is tied to the stock of Tesla, and yep. So it becomes the funding arm. That's why he liquidates shares, and every month you see him because he's trying to innovate somewhere else. And so, from that standpoint, it becomes super important because
a guy like Elon Musk,
Sequoia throw the bag at.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get that part, but I'm saying for him,
he's far past the fundraising
now.
His own money liquidation. Yeah. He could raise $1 billion in any given Tuesday. He can go to Saudi Arabia and get $100 billion. He can go having.
But that's the importance of Tesla.
It's the importance of being Elon Musk.
Musk, yeah, and his track
record. He's never gonna have a problem raising money. That's never gonna be.
He's good. He's proven.
They'll throw whatever. If Elon Musk wants to start a chipmunk manufacturing company today that actually manufactures
right in Arizona,
he will get $100 billion tomorrow from the Prince of Saudi Arabia and a bunch of other rich people from all over the world. Let alone BlackRock and all of these different private equity. So
that's it. But that's what I'm saying. It's from a standpoint of private equity, right? When he wanted to get Twitter, where do you have to get the capital?
You have to look with it, but I think that's because it's a bad investment. Like it was, he literally bought at the top and at a premium.
That was a bad, he bought at the wrong price, but he still had to liquidate some of his assets from a company that he owns a lot of stock.
But they're also pushing back on that compensation package that he wanted for $56 billion. That's interesting. Because it's hard to liquidate that much capital when the stock is down and your shareholders are getting run into the ground.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy, for everything you named, like, think about the impact that one human being has had out on the world. Like, from everything you name, on top of being one of the co-founders of PayPal. OpenAI. Well,
we can't forget PayPal.
I mean, PayPal. I'm talking about like OpenAI. It had to be like, you're the co-founder of that.
Well, I'm saying,
I mean, that's just crazy.
None of this happens if he doesn't start PayPal.
Which is true. Which is true.
Which is revolutionary. With
And there was a company before that.
Giving the money for Starlink and SpaceX. Like, you know, his fellowship fund has done incredibly well. Like, you can argue he's one of the best capitalists ever. Like, it's just the focus is needed.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.